Benvenuti. Welcome everyone to Italian Pod. My name is Catherine.
Ciao Catherine. Ciao everyone. My name is Marco.
Hi Marco. So, can you tell me what kind of a lesson have we got today? What level is what we got here?
I can and I will. It's a newbie lesson.
All right. So you know what that means? It means we're both speaking in English and this is kind of the most basic of our levels. And you're going to be hearing all about a very, very
basic,
essential part of living in Italy.
Basic but interesting. Basic but fun.
And also a little bit gross, but that's
basic,
cool. You'll figure it out.
Gross.
So before we get started, Marco, can you inform us of the key word? What's the key word for today?
L'asciugamano.
L'asciugamano. So that's a towel, or specifically it's like a hand towel.
It's the towel, right?
The towel. So
L'asciugamano.
L'asciugamano. So we will listen to this dialogue three times, and when we come back, we'll talk about what's going on.
Dialogue, first time.
Posso usare questo asciugamano?
No, quello non è per le mani.
E per cos'è?
Hai presente il bidet?
Oh oh. Dialogue, second time.
Posso usare questo asciugamano?
No. Quello non è per le mani.
E per cos'è?
Hai presente il bidet?
Oh oh. Dialogue, third time.
Posso usare questo asciugamano?
No, quello non è per le mani.
E per cos'è?
Hai presente il bidet?
Oh oh.
All right, and we are back. So, Marco, we're in the bathroom, essentially, right? We've got some confusion in the bathroom because there are some things that maybe someone who's not from France or Italy would not be kind of familiar with or used to.
Yes, this is a very cultural dialogue, very helpful for people who are from abroad and maybe, you know, are confused when they first get into an Italian bathroom.
All right.
Why? Because these towels...
Towels, toilets, bidets, who knows what's going on here?
It's a whole new toilet universe.
All right, so let's break this down actually and translate it line by line before we get into the nitty gritties.
Posso usare questo asciugamano?
Can I use this hand towel?
Posso usare questo asciugamano?
May I use this towel?
Posso usare questo asciugamano? No, quello non è per le mani.
No, that's not for the hands.
No, quello non è per le mani.
No, that's not for your hands.
No, quello non è per le mani. E per cos'è?
And what is it for?
E per cos'è?
What's it for?
E per cos'è? Hai presente il bidet?
Are you familiar with the bidet?
Hai presente il bidet?
You know what a bidet is?
Hai presente il bidet? Oh oh.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh is right. So this is a little bit gross, I have to admit, but a very, very important part of getting used to...
This uh-oh sounds like he already used the wrong
thing. Yeah, absolutely. All right, so besides the fact that like we've got these cultural things that we're going to talk about in the discussion section of today's lesson, there are a lot of very, very useful grammatical and kind of vocabulary things going on here. So let's look at those first. The first of which is this asking permission, right? So this is going to come up in all sorts of situations. How do we do that?
Posso usare?
Posso usare. So remember, in Italian, you don't always have to say... I. You don't have to use a personal pronoun. So it's kind of built into the verb here. Posso means can I.
Can I say that probably we use the pronouns 10% of the time? I'm just giving you this average.
Shot in the dark average.
Maybe 15% of the time.
Very, very little. And it's usually a question of emphasis on the person, the pronoun.
Yeah, but for normal situation like this one, posso usare, it would be like a repetition to say the pronoun I, you.
Yeah.
Posso usare questo asciugamano?
All right, and so posso usare, usare, of course, sounds like to use, and it means to use, actually. So you could put in anything. So you can fill in the blank here. It's you could use any noun you want. So in this particular situation, we're going to get in a bathroom, and the person is asking for, as we said before, the towel.
Yeah, this towel, questo asciugamano.
Questo asciugamano. And the response is is an uh-oh response, right? Because this is not for. So how do we say it's not for?
Non è per.
Non è per. So it isn't for. Per means for, and then for what?
Non è per le mani.
Le mani. So this is plural. Le mani. It's not for the hands. And what is it for? E per cosa?
Hai presente il bidet?
So this is a great but kind of challenging little phrase here, because I presente isn't used literally. It kind of means, well, are you aware of or are you familiar with? So it's a way of asking if you've kind of ever had experience with this thing before. So
it's a very good sentence to know, like, remember it as it is. Like, I presente. Like,
you could also use it with a person. So I presente Irene. Do you know, or are you familiar with Irene, this person that I mentioned? Or
I presented that movie where that happens, you know, when we usually quote movie or we refer to something that we saw or read somewhere. I presented that book.
So it's a way of making sure that the person we're talking to knows what we're talking about. So I presente this thing. And in this particular case, it's almost a sarcastic way of saying, like, you know, the bidet.
And it's a way of avoiding replying, like, what the usage of that towel was for.
So you don't have to be explicit here about where it's been used or what it's been used for. You can say, you know, bidet, I presented bidet. We'd say it very similarly in English. You know what the bidet is. And then, uh-oh.
Dot, dot,
so
dot.
He does know what it is. All right. So let's go back to this dialogue. We'll listen to it 3 more times. When we come back, we'll talk, if you don't know, a little bit more about...
We'll talk about hand towels and butt towels. Dialogue. First time.
Posso usare questo asciugamano?
No, quello non è per le mani.
E per cos'è?
Hai presente il bidet?
Oh.
Dialogue, second time.
Posso usare questo asciugamano?
No. Quello non è per le mani.
E per cos'è?
Hai presente il bidet?
Oh.
Dialogue, third time.
Posso usare questo asciugamano?
No, quello non è per le mani.
E per cos'è?
Hai presente il bidet?
Oh.
All right, so as you have inferred from our, well, Marco made it explicit, but from our beating around the bush here, we were talking about bidets and towels that go along with bidets and not hands. And so in an Italian bathroom, for example, you've got a toilet, right? And a toilet-looking thing.
Okay.
Right, Marco? Because yes, this can be a really, really stressful thing.
You go ahead and explain it, okay?
Okay, I'll be as gentle as possible. So this toilet-looking thing is a way for people to keep clean, because in the post-war period in Europe, particularly France and Italy, people were very cautious about using too much water. And so as opposed to taking baths or showers every day, they used their bidets to keep parts of them clean while not having to worry about overusing the water. So this is a essentially a bath or a shower for the rear end, as opposed to a full shower. And you'll find this in Italian bathrooms, and don't be scared.
I mean, now we're making fun of it, but I'm very positive about the bidet, actually.
It's an extremely good way of keeping clean.
Yeah, it's a bath shower. I mean, come on, what's wrong with it?
Let's just mention, though, that if you're in the bathroom and you've washed your hands and your face, don't go for the towel next to the bidet, because that's not the
hand
towel.
Yeah, that's one thing that a lot of foreigners sometimes, you know, you don't know it, so you don't even think that there is difference between towels. Like, usually it's a smaller towel. I'll give you this hint, okay? And it's usually hanging on top of the wall that is behind
with the bidet.
Yeah, with the bidet.
Italians, when I talk to them, cannot believe that we don't have these in America.
It's fun because, like, foreigners, when they go to Italy, they go like, what? And when we go outside,
there was
abroad,
water shooting out of it. I didn't know what to do.
And when Italians go abroad, we all like, how do you, I mean, that's dirty.
You dirty
like,
people. All right, so I hope that you haven't had any bad experiences with this, and that if we caught you soon enough, you're able to know next time you're in Italy, like, what these are used for and how not to use them, for example. So, remember, l'asciugamano is like the hand towel, and there's a different towel for the rear. But I think that's going to do it for us today. If you have any questions or comments, keep them clean, please. But we'll be expecting them on our website, italianpod.com.
And I present that email of ours that we have that you can write to.
I do have it presente. It's italianpod@praxislanguage.com. So,
well.
Yeah, thank you.
So, greetings to you all, and merci bitte. This is all from us.
Ciao a tutti.
Ciao.